FM and 900 AM WURD Philadelphia. Streaming live at wordradio.com.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests, listeners, and hosts of any program on Word Radio do not necessarily reflect those of ownership, management, or advertisers of this station.
Welcome to Recovery Talk 101. I'm your host, Rick Ford, and you're listening to 900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM on your dial. And that's my theme song and my good friend Billy Paul. It is really about This Is Your Life. Tonight's show is sponsored by the Kirkbride Center, and sitting to my left and hopefully to your right, my co-host, Jonna Marcus. Welcome to the show, Jonna.
Thank you. I love being here.
She's a regular here, representing the Kirkbride Center. But before we get started, a few announcements. Today is my daughter's birthday, Sierra Harley. Sierra, we're going to give you a hand, my darling. And my good friend Lonnie Coleman, today is his birthday as well. So these are family members that are just been doing extraordinary, phenomenal work in their communities, at home, and you know, I have a granddaughter and a grandson. So, Sierra, I hope you're enjoying your birthday. Your daddy loves you. And Lonnie Coleman, he had a 50-year birthday party last night. 50 years, so he's in the 50-year club. So we're going to give our good friend Lonnie Coleman a hand up there on 2909 Edgley Street in the heart of Strawberry Mansion, and all the folks there with you last night. I called Lonnie earlier and apologized, because when you get this age, you come home and you look at the news and TV, and I fell asleep. So I felt bad. I woke up like 1:30 in the morning. I'm like, oh, Lonnie's going to kill me. But I think he understands just how busy I've been. A couple more announcements. Today, I was with the Black Male Community Council of Philadelphia, and I'm wearing, this is our uniform. I don't know if you guys can see it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, but this is our new logo. And I'll talk a little bit more about that as the show progresses. Again, kudos go out to Kofi Asante and Stanley Crawford and the rest of the membership of the Black Male Community Council of Philadelphia. And I'm going to give you some more information about what we're going to be doing in the next couple of weeks. So, wow, I'm excited about that. And Rochelle Bilal, who is running for sheriff for the city of Philadelphia. She's having a fundraiser, and it's tomorrow, January the 20th, from 4 to 9 p.m. at 5500 Rising Sun Avenue at Bananas. So those that are supporting Rochelle Bilal, donations $20, friends $100, supporters $500, and hosts $2,500. I fit in all that. So kudos go out to Rochelle Bilal for her commitment. What she's doing, she's running up to be sheriff. Then my next announcement, Donna, this is going to be interesting. Recovery Idol 2019 is back and up and running. The deadline for entry forms is February the 22nd. Now, this is interesting. We put the entry forms out a couple of weeks ago. We are up to about 35 entry forms. So if you would like to get into competition, I want to say this again. It's a big cash prize this year. We have 6 events. We're going to be in South Philly. We're going to be in North Philly. Nice. We're going to be in Frankfort. We're going to be in Roxborough. And we're going to close out the competition this year at the Dell Music Center on Friday night, August the 23rd. And next week, I'm going to give you the whole schedule, times, and locations. But I will also give you information how to get the entry forms. So if you go to phillyrecoveryidol.weebly, you can fill out the entry forms, or you can give me a call Monday in my office at 215-516-5978. Or you can email me, DerekFord123@gmail.com. I will make sure that you get the entry form. Whatever you're recovering from, whether it's sexing, shopping, gambling, texting, eating, domestic violence, we are really showcasing the talent of people in recovery. And, Jana, we're going to talk a little bit more about what you've been doing over there at the Kirkbride Center. We're going to open up the phone lines here at 215-634-8065, toll-free 1-866-361-0900. You can hit us up on wordradio.com, or you can download the free WRD app in your Android or iPhone. So that way you can't miss this life-saving show.
That's
so,
for sure.
And for we're on Facebook as well, so people can't say, oh, I missed the show. You can go to 900 AM, you can go to 96.1 FM, you can go on your laptop and computer and go to wordradio.com. Listen, you can go to your cell phone.
It's an app, right?
Yes. We reached the nation. This is what we're doing here tonight. So I'm excited about Recovery Idol, because it's really about showcasing the talent of people in recovery. Yes. And I think we're going to talk a little bit more about that. People in recovery just need an opportunity to showcase their talent, whether it was arts, entertainment, or fashion. The outcomes have been phenomenal. Some of the artists have been performing with world-class musicians and opening up for people like Jeffrey Osborne and Stephanie Mills, just giving them an opportunity. And that's what recovery is about.
Yes.
Developing the level of resistance, being able to bounce back and show people that there's a way out.
Yes.
Okay. So
love it.
So that's a little time. That's talking about what's going over there at the Kurt Rod Center out there in West Philadelphia. Kudos go out to Jerry Keyshawn, Eric Hahn.
Baji Patel.
Baji Patel, my man. Yes.
Yeah, so speaking of the Recovery Idol kind of context, I want to talk a little bit about one of the most beautiful things I see is once the haze of drugs gets removed a little bit from the system of my clients, their real personalities and talents and skills shine through. So the cool thing that we did yesterday was we held our own kind of talent show.
Wow.
Right at Kirkbride Center on one of the units. And when I tell you, people's original songs, you know, physical health abilities, like we have push-up competitions, things like that. You know, people who have been feeling so ill and so silenced.
Yeah.
Right? Because of this disease of addiction, you got to see the power of them performing.
Mm-mm.
And I was just sitting there, just I couldn't contain myself. I was just thrilled to see people doing push-ups, to see people doing original raps, to see people doing original poems. These are also people with pretty acute psychiatric conditions.
Yes.
That are being cheered on as they're dancing in front of a crowd. I mean, that is priceless to me.
Yeah.
And also something we need to see more of in recovery, which
I would
agree. You know, is there a way to articulate exactly what intervention that is? I mean, you know, we always talk about what intervention is that, you know, and you have to be specific because all this kind of stuff. It's like, that's the intervention of living.
Yeah.
You know, the intervention is these people were able to take a deep breath in and out and say, this feels great.
Yeah.
For perhaps one of the first times in a long time.
Yeah.
So it was incredible, transformative, and we're going to continue doing it. And hopefully, you know, it's these kind of things that, you know, now that I'm kind of talking about it and stuff, it's these kind of things that you have to try it, see if it works. I was nervous about it the night before. I really was. I wasn't sure, are we going to get anybody? They said they wanted to perform, but are these clients going to want to actually do it?
Yeah.
Right? So I had to be able to try it. I had to be able to say, let's give it a shot. If it fails, it fails. Oh, too bad. But I have to be able to give it a shot. And now this as an actual treatment modality could be something that it's an actual intervention.
Absolutely.
You know, in terms of saying, like, what talents are being hidden by, you know, heroin, benzodiazepine, alcohol? What part of your true self that you either used to have and be able to display or that you don't even know about yourself are being, you know, masked by the substance use, and let's bring it out. So that's what's cool.
You know what's really strange? As you were speaking, I was thinking about a particular program, and you mentioned the fact that some of the clients have somewhat of a severe psychiatric derailment. I would use that right terminology. However, I went over to one of these programs, and I was just taken back to watch a young lady who clearly suffered, but they put a keyboard in front of her.
Yeah.
Not only was she able to articulate playing the piano, but vocally she sung a particular song that I kind of fell in love with. And I was just really just taken back by that.
Yeah.
And it really showed me on a deeper level that all they need is something to bring them back.
Most certainly.
We say it quite often, there are many pathways to recovery.
Yeah.
Everybody might not be a musician or an artist. I'll give you another example. A young lady came to the competition. It's a singing competition we created, Recovery Idol. And I want to be clear, and we kind of classified it as Recovery Idol, not Discovery Idol, because sometimes these things can take you away from who you really are, you'll forget. You think you have arrived.
Yeah.
So we kind of monitor the rehearsals and support mechanisms and making sure that this doesn't get to your head. However, the young lady came and auditioned for the competition. Now, it takes a lot of willingness to show up. That means, that tells me something. It takes courage to say, I'm coming to the auditions.
It does.
And clearly the verbiage on the paperwork said is a singing competition. So she came and she says, well, I'm not a singer. So we all looked at her like, well, this is a singing competition, young lady. She says, I'm a spoken word artist.
Cool.
I was, at that moment, I said, well, do us a favor. Give us an attempt of trying to sing a song. She clearly couldn't sing. She tried to sing. But then, the back end of that, we said, well, you mentioned to us she was a spoken word artist. And the very moment she opened her mouth, it just, you know, there's moments that I won't ever forget. I had another guy who came, and, you know, most of these folks have never been accompanied by a musician, a keyboard player, piano player, bass, drums, or nothing. And it was kind of hard for the guy to stay in beat, in key, in rhythm.
Yeah.
And before the musician began to accompany him, I asked him, have you ever been accompanied by a musician? He said, no, this is the first time I've, you know, done this. Interesting enough, you can see the working of God working collectively through this piano player.
Wow.
And this guy singing. He was able to keep a beat in rhythm and key. And he, oh, unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. But that's why we create these kind of programs.
Right.
People need an opportunity. It is written in the book. Those are last will be first.
But too often, there isn't that. I mean, there's such a void in looking at things besides textbook addiction treatment.
Yeah.
You know, there's a fear that going outside of those lines will somehow will lose some kind of control on the addiction treatment when I think ironically the whole idea of having control with an addiction treatment is the fact that you should be able to feel like no matter what happens, no matter what avenue you're in, no matter if we're constantly thinking about our addiction or not and living our lives, regardless of that, you're able to be balanced and cope with life's difficulties and still be clean.
Yeah.
So that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Come on, hold on. We phone lines are open. Don't be afraid. Any questions, concerns, or comments, give us a call, 215-634-8065. If you want to know more about what we're talking about, the focus of the show is about addiction treatment with a major focus on recovery. But we're talking about this whole art of music and how that ties in collectively to recovery.
Yes.
We got a call on the line. We got Anthony calling from line one. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
Hey, how you doing, Derek? How you doing?
Hey, Anthony, how are you, bro?
You talking about addiction. I have 25 years of recovery. It is a long road. It can be done.
Yeah, it can be done.
It can be done. Listen, Derek, I want to talk about our MLK plans because of weather. It seems like we have a change of event.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to take a note because tell us a little bit about the location of your event and the change of plans.
Well, we're going to introduce Mr. Vern Allen, who is a missionary and a great lady in our organization, and she'll give all the details of what we're going to do. Laverne?
Hello, how are you all?
Hey, Laverne, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for inviting me in to share in what's going on with our MLK programming. We had a lot of changes based on the weather and how we treat our children and getting out to promote safe street violence and also Dr. King's message to the children about peace, love, and support of one another. We planned on having a march on that day, but due to the freezing temperatures and the snow and everything, we had to cancel our major march. So what we weren't planning on doing was around 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, opening up at 40th and Walnut at the Rotunda Theater.
At the Rotunda, 44 Walnut.
4014 Walnut Street. We'll be fellowshipping with other groups and talented people, sharing Martin Luther King dreams, sharing the youth dreams of what they can do, how they can show praise and arts and crafts and different speeches from Dr. King on that afternoon. We ask anybody available if they can come over and be a part of that. We want to try to open up around 12 or 1, depending on the weather. We don't want anybody to get hurt or anybody to be out on any dangerous roads. So we just want to make sure that the timing and everything is good. But we will try to set up and be ready about 12 o'clock.
So
we have food. We have plenty of talent coming.
So, again, let's go back to the location at the Rotunda. Are we doing this Monday?
Yes, sir.
So this is happening Monday at 12 noon at the Rotunda at 4014 or 4012 Walnut Street. Correct?
14 Walnut. Yes.
Okay, so you guys originally were planned to have a march. So because of the inclement weather, you're going to move this to Monday at the Rotunda, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, we got that information for those that are viewing and listening. Listen, if you were scheduled to be at the march, they changed the location, and they're going to move indoors at the Rotunda right there at 40th and Walnut. Food, fun, and festivities, and arts, and all that other stuff, correct?
Wonderful.
Yes.
So we want to, Brother Anthony.
Brother, what you going to do?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. We were scheduled to do something at Strawberry Mansion at 33rd and Diamond, and weather permitting, we had a host of folks coming out there to volunteer their time, and the brother, I'm going to call it, the Brothers of Strawberry Mansion consists of 7 guys. We had a host of volunteers that were going to be coming, so we're still planning it by ear, and we'll probably just either go inside and clean up and do some things there, so that's on my plan. Now, depending on what happens overnight tomorrow, we might change those plans as well.
Right.
All right. So, listen, we want to thank you guys, Anthony, for the work that you... The young lady, what's your name again?
Laverne.
Laverne, you listen, keep doing what you're doing, okay? As we keep the dream alive. So, thanks again.
Yes.
Thank you,
Anthony.
Because of the weather, we cannot forget Dr. King. He is a great man, and we need to educate ourselves. Just because of the weather, we can't cancel Dr. King.
Yeah, yeah. So we thank you guys for both calling in. We're going to go to line two. We got Brother Stanley Crawford coming in from North Philly. Brother Stan.
Brother Rick.
My man. Stan the man, Crawford. I'm glad you called in, Stan.
Nah, man, I tell you, I always had a much love and respect for you, man. But the work we've been doing over the last 3 weeks, man, take my love and respect to you for another level, man. Because at the end of the day, man, you had demonstrated to me that you are very concerned about the status or state of our people in the community. And the work that we're doing hopefully will make a difference as we continue to organize.
Yes.
Yeah. And I appreciate you, man.
Oh, man, listen, I'm so glad to be a part of the Black Male. Listen, for those that are listening, the Black Male Community Council of Philadelphia, and I'm going to be, we're going to be putting in this information out on a weekly basis. And I don't want to give out too much information, but Brother Stan, who was the visionary of putting this thing together, Brother Stanley and Kofi Asante, I'm excited about the energy that's collected in these meetings and the outcomes that I'm looking forward to being a part of this. It's a new day, and it's a new time, and it's a new year. So we got a lot of work to do. And Stan, I'll say this to you, man, your leadership and your commitment means a lot to just many of the brothers here in the city of Philadelphia. And listen, we're going to take this to the very end.
Well, you know, we talk about addiction, and of course, you know, I've been clean for 32 years. And when I look and see about the condition of our people and especially the Black men, if we come out of these edifices that we so attached to, the churches, the masjids, the colleges, the universities, the jobs, we spend 2 or 3, 4 hours sitting down looking at sports, but we need to get out into the community so our young people can experience us.
Yeah.
And they can't experience us if we're not amongst them. And that's what we're talking about. Being a presence And I believe this wholeheartedly, Rick, that we have the potential, if we be amongst our young brothers, to be able to show them what real men is and what real men look like. But we cannot do that if we're not amongst them.
Yeah.
So yeah. True. That's so powerful.
I pray that we are successful and helping steering our young brothers and sisters on a path that they'll be an asset rather than a liability to the community.
Yeah. And you know, for those that are listening and viewing as well, that meeting takes place every Saturday at the Garden Civic League. Right there on Girard Avenue. And again, I'll say this, Stan, openly and publicly, I'm so excited about the brothers that are showing up with the level of commitment.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm really just enthused about how the brothers show up. No big eyes, no little ears. I think we all understand the seeds that we're under. So we are creating something the Black Male Community Council will fill out. Yeah, and we're going to put out some information over the next 2 weeks, Dan.
Yeah,
and, you know, I tell you, man, I get excited. Yeah.
Well, your commitment is speak for itself, man. And that's one thing is Rick. Consistency and persistency is going to be our success. If we don't be consistent and persistent, we are not going to be successful. And in reality of it is, man, when we look at it, how much things that we are consistent and persistent of doing that has nothing to do with our health and welfare of our community.
Yeah.
That's what we have to take a look at.
Yeah. So Stan, I think on a weekly basis, we'll be just updating the viewers and the listeners about the direction of where we're going, all right?
Thanks, Rick. I love you, man.
I love you back, man. All right, so yeah, it makes me. It's as an athlete, we were just talking about when you run in that race and you get that second win, that adrenaline. Well, I had that same
that's
thing.
That's what that is.
That's what this is, and you want to maintain that for the greater good of the people.
Yes.
So you just don't want this to be a one-time thing. This is a lifetime, that journey.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. We're going to take a break and come back here. I'm sitting here with my good friend, Jonna Marcus from the Kirkbride Center. Did I say your name correctly?
Perfectly.
Jonna Marcus
perfect.
From the Kirkbride Center. And guess who's sitting in the studios? Our producer, my good friend, and we haven't seen Saudia holding things down with the pretty little baby girl. What's her name?
Jonna,
yeah. God bless Jonna. So,
Jonna, how do you spell that?
J-I-H-A-N-N-A.
Oh, I was going to say, it's kind of similar to me.
Hey, Jonna and Jonna. So we're going to get this, and phone lines are open, man. Don't be afraid. We want to hear your thoughts about what's happening around the nation with number 45. We want to hear, this is one of those nights where you can just get it all off your chest.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
just be cool how you do it. But phone lines are open, so give us a call right here at 900 AM WURD. We want to thank all our viewers on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Hey, let's talk about where we're going. And ML King Day and all the things that we need to continually push forward. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer from an addiction, trauma, or mental illness? Here at the Kirkbride Center, our mission is to help our patients, their families, and friends by providing a therapeutic environment for treatment and recovery. Located at 111 North 49th Street in West Philadelphia, Kirkbride provides both short and long-term inpatient care for adults who need help from recovering from mental illness and drug and alcohol addictions. And we specialize in the use of methadone and suboxone for the treatment of opiate dependencies. This year, our staff has also pioneered a new long-term residential program for women with addictions who are survivors of trauma, the first of its kind in Philadelphia. Treatment is covered by most insurance plans, and county funding is accepted for those without insurance. Self-pay arrangements are also available, and referrals and admissions to the Kirkbride Center are accepted 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For more information or to schedule an intake at the Kirkbride Center, please call our number at 215-471-2488 right away. Again, that's 215-471-2488. The Kirkbride Center is a proud sponsor of 900 AM WURD.
Do you know someone who needs help overcoming drug or alcohol use? Nonprofit Gaudenzia can help. Gaudenzia offers life-saving treatment and has been serving the public for 50 years in Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland. Their caring staff stands ready for help. call Gaudenzi at 267-315-6907 or come to 1306 Spring Garden Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19123, where you will receive immediate 24-hour and 7-days-a-week help.
Substance use disorders and co-occurring disorders are chronic diseases that do not discriminate due to income, educational level, geographic locale, nationality, race, or religion. Individuals with substance use disorders frequently become alienated from their friends, families, and communities, left feeling alone with no place to turn to for help. If you are feeling alone or your life seems out of control due to substance abuse, you have a place to turn. That place is Eagleville Hospital. Eagleville provides a therapeutic atmosphere and provides the tools you'll need to support long-term recovery. The residential environment provides professional support for individuals to achieve and maintain sobriety, return sober to their family and friends. For more information or to see if Eagleville Hospital is right for you, call toll-free at 1-800-255-2019 or visit them on the web at www.eaglevillehospital.org.
Hi, this is Billy Paul, and you're listening to Recovery Talk 101 with my main man, Rick Ford, on WURD 900 AM.
Yes, yes, yes. That's a blast for the past, Earth, Wind & Fire. And Maurice White, God bless Earth, Wind & Fire, legendary group. And we were sitting here talking about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
He said, did I get depressed when the Eagles lost? Well, let me share this with the viewers and listeners. Philadelphia, and I want you to follow me closely. Philadelphia becomes one of the most depressed cities when our teams lose.
Yeah.
Now, what happens when our teams lose? Addiction, domestic violence, crime, yep, depression, all those things slips right into, and this city becomes one of the most depressed cities on Monday when our teams lose.
I see that, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the flip side of that is when our teams win, the crime rate goes up and addiction rate goes up.
Right.
Folks sliding down poles and all.
Exactly. We were just talking about the images after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I'm always kind of struck by that. Even if you go out Friday or Saturday night, when there's a game or when there's not a game, the almost acceptance of a certain amount of out of control due to substance abuse behaviors. Mm-hmm. And I often, my thinking is often, where's the line between the Friday, Saturday night, out of control, substance abuse, and then my clients? I'm always struck by that.
Oh.
Because I feel like if I was my clients, I would say, why are these people allowed to act like this on Friday and Saturday night?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm stuck with, because I do it on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
And because I don't have that off, look at my life, and these people are able to do it. I don't know. I'm always struck by that because there is just that out of control behavior that you see.
It's, you know what? And I think we'll do a show, a serious show on alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about prohibition and how society perpetuates, it's okay. You look at these sports shows and all these shows and the commercials, and folks really, alcohol is one of the most deadliest addictions that. That's out there. But society perpetuates that it's okay. You go to the games and, you know, the commercials. And when do, please wake up, people. Please wake up. I mean, you look at the high rate of accidents.
Yes.
Of those under the influence of alcohol. And it's just so much.
Well, you've got car accidents. We talked about domestic violence.
Yes.
You've got fights that people get into. You see how people fight. You know, when they're out on the street, the, you know, after a game or whatever, you know, just how that kind of buildup happens. And then, like you say, if the team loses, then it's a different mixture of emotions without much control on them because you have the alcohol in with it or whatever else.
All hell break loose. And this city is known, Philadelphia is a sports town. You know,
yes.
Anytime we throw snowballs at Santa Claus, we don't care about nothing. Listen, we are, you know, and that's one thing I love about Philadelphia sports. But talking about that, I went to a funeral today. Zane Majors, who was a great basketball player at Roman Catholic, went to St. Joe's, and it just speaks in volume about all the folks that was there paying homage to Zane out there at the church. And this town, you know, Sunny Hill and all the folks that were there, all the college guys and high school players and league players in the community. And some of my good friends were all there, and some NBA players that we know were all there paying homage to Zane Majors. So to the Majors family and all the folks who were affiliated with Zane in the youth, my prayers are with you and your family. So that's, you know, yeah. So we got a lot to do. So now you're over there at the Kirkbride Center.
Yes.
And, you know, by the way, she's been training for...
Well, I completed the New York City Marathon. Now I'm going to do the Philadelphia Marathon. So
26 miles.
Yes, 26 miles. So I decided this year because it was, and I've, you know, talked with you about this before, but it was just such a transformative kind of experience for me. And it gave me something other than work to kind of focus on and to be maybe a little selfish with. And that's what I talk to my clients about is have something that you can, that can be for you, because so often, you know, the substance abuse takes away such a big part of your life. Hey, what did you used to do? We ask everybody when they come in, what were the things you really liked to do?
Yeah.
And they have to think about it. I forgot. I used to like playing football. When's the last time you played? Well, you know, 4 or 5 years after I started my, a cocaine use or whatever, before I started my cocaine use. So all those kind of things, let's bring that back. It's not just about getting unsick, getting well.
Yeah.
It's also about taking you.
And finding you.
Finding you. Finding you. And that's what's cool, like even about the talent show kind of stuff, is that now that you've been sober for even a few days, what are the things that are really significant about you?
Now, it's funny. I want you to make sure when you go back to work with the questionnaire, how many guests fill out an entry form for Recovery Idol?
Yes.
Because I would count all the entry forms.
Okay.
From the Kirkbride Center.
All right. That's great.
And we showcase the talent of people. The great thing about what we're doing with the Recovery Idol competition is we want to showcase the talent of people.
Yeah.
I always go back to going into a restaurant. Me and my wife went into a restaurant, and there was a little girl there, Sadia. She was no more than 5'7". And there was a TV in the restaurant, and she was dancing. And out of nowhere, we just said to the mother who was with her, hey, we're going to put her in a fashion show. So we put her in a fashion show, and she's been modeling now up in New York City for Mercedes-Benz and all these people.
Oh, that's cool.
All people need is an opportunity.
Yes.
And like I tell people, I'm not singing, nor am I in the fashion show. You got to understand what your assignment is.
Right. But you take the example of the little girl, right? And there's such probably, there was a freeness probably to her ability to be comfortable in that. And that's remarkably, that's what I saw yesterday at the Kirkbride Center. Was in the middle of 40-something people that you're getting treatment with, the counselors, the techs, all these other people.
Yeah.
You should have seen how free people felt to be able to rap, sing, dance, whatever that was.
And not feeling being judgmental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally accepted, no matter what kind of background. People seem to understand that there was certain significance to individuals who were able to take the stage.
How rewarding is that?
It was incredible. It took my breath away.
I'll tell you, so we're just going to be doing some things here. And based on what's happening with this opiate epidemic in the city of Philadelphia, it's essential that we find a different platform or shift the energy rather than being able to a point where we can kill the stigma.
Mm-hmm.
How people in recovery are viewed. And it's so important. Philadelphia has become the mecca for recovery. Folks migrate to our great city for who we are and what we do. We great level of leadership here from Commissioner David Jones and Deputy Commissioner Roland Lamb and all the other people that are really working feverishly to try to help people get from that little silos and the stuff that's happening with the encampments and all that stuff. So either you're working towards progress or you're just stagnated in your own concepts.
Which at various times we've seen ebbs and flows, but Philadelphia for the most part has one of the largest amount of places where people can go for treatment, whether it's recovery houses or outpatients or rehabs and things like that. You go outside, to more of the counties and things like that, sometimes you just don't see as much of that. And that's a real asset that we need to make sure that people know about, like you've talked about before, just the awareness that there is help out there.
Yeah.
And that, either call in the Kirkbride Center or wherever that may be, or hospitals or things like that, that there are treatment options out there.
Help is available. Folks need to understand. And there's many ways to get help, and we have some numbers that give out a number to the Kirkbride Center.
Yeah. So for the main admissions intake, it's 215-471-2488. That's 215-471-2488.
And if folks don't have insurance, you know, if you deal with number 45, it's really, folks, if you ain't got insurance here in the city of Philadelphia, you can call BHSI, which stands for Behavioral Health Special Initiative. And that phone number is 215. I forgot the number. It'll come to me. I used to work there, so.
Yeah, I don't know it off the top of my head, but.
It'll come to me, so.
But we work a lot with BHSI.
And CBH, so.
Yeah, CBH as
and,
well.
And, you know, there's a host of other organizations that's really out there to improve the quality of life for people. So don't charge it to my heart if I can remember the numbers. And for working here 24 years, you know, it's like anything else. Before cell phones, I can remember my mom's phone number. But cell phones have depleted my memory. So.
It's too automatic.
It's too automatic. So so we want to make sure that we can just help folks as we move along. It's winter time now, so I want people to start thinking critically about what are your dreams and visions and hopes for the next 90 days here in the city of Philadelphia. It's about employment opportunities. Stay close to the political climate. What's happening with leadership here in the city of Philadelphia, from the mayor's race and city council race and state representative race. We have to really create a new level of commitment from leadership.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a host of folks I know that are talking about throwing their hats in the arena.
Right.
And I don't know. Sometimes I'll say this, complacency is the enemy of people with time.
Yeah.
So if you've been sitting here for too long, that's a level of complacency. So now we need to shift and we need to get some young folks, the energetic folks, some folks with bright ideas. Let's start thinking, right? Because guess what? If we rely on the politicians to lead us, whoo. That's my statement. That's my story. I'm going to stick with it.
Well, not just that, but, you know, we talk about these services and resources and things like that. And we're talking about something as basic as a cold night like tonight and the homelessness that we're seeing. It's rampant. And, you know, as much as I don't even like to do a shelter referral, that's our last resort is the shelters. You know, we're looking at different programming and things like that.
Yeah.
And this is a time of year where, unfortunately, you know, that becomes something that you have to think about. And then you do a shelter referral, and those shelters are all backed up. Yeah. So it's really at the most, like, basic level of human needs at this point.
It's funny you say that when you start thinking about shelters, and I'm looking more on the other side of the equation now. Even shelters for females, shelters for families. So we're at a pivotal time where it ain't what people don't see. So we're going to take our final break and come back and close things out here at 900 AM WRD. I'm sitting here with the trainer, Jonna Marcus, who's doing a phenomenal work over there at the Kirk Broad Center. Phone lines are still open, 215-640-65. But before I let you guys go, I want to thank Platinum Production and the tickets that we were giving away over the last couple of weeks for the All-Stars of Hip Hop that's taking place tomorrow night, weather permitting, up at Boardwalk Hall, and in February, Erykah Badu and Busta Rhymes. So today I was able to transport and give the tickets to the winners of the folks who called into my show. So on behalf of Platinum Productions and everybody else that's involved with Platinum, we want to thank all our winners. And again, stay tuned. We'll be doing more in terms of ticket giveaway. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer from an addiction, trauma, or mental illness? Here at the Kirkbride Center, our mission is to help our patients, their families, and friends by providing a therapeutic environment for treatment and recovery. Located at 111 North 49th Street in West Philadelphia, Kirkbride provides both short and long-term inpatient care for adults who need help from recovering from mental illness and drug and alcohol addictions. And we specialize in the use of methadone and suboxone for the treatment of opiate dependencies. This year, our staff has also pioneered a new long-term residential program for women with addictions who are survivors of trauma, the first of its kind in Philadelphia. Treatment is covered by most insurance plans, and county funding is accepted for those without insurance. Self-pay arrangements are also available, and referrals and admissions to the Kirkbride Center are accepted 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For more information or to schedule an intake at the Kirkbride Center, please call our number at 215-471-2488 right away. Again, that's 215-471-2488. The Kirkbride Center is a proud sponsor of 900 AM WURD.
My name is Blaine Coleman. I'm a licensed funeral director and the owner of Coleman's Funeral Services in Philadelphia. The loss of a loved one is by far the most difficult time for a family or individual. The stress of arranging and paying for a funeral can be overwhelming. Even if the loss is anticipated, you may not know where to turn or what to do. You are not alone. Coleman's Funeral Services can help. Coleman's Funeral Services has been providing compassionate, sensitive, professional funeral services since 2009. Our flexible prices are designed to accommodate the most limited budget because at Coleman's Funeral Services, we believe everyone should be able to afford a decent funeral. So when that inevitable time comes, you know where to turn and you know what to do. Call Coleman's Funeral Services at 215-880-4652. That's 215-880-4652. You can also visit www.colemansfuneralservices.com. Remember, you're not alone. We're in this together. Thank you for considering Coleman's Funeral Services.
Malvern Institute was founded in 1948 and continues to be the leader in the field of addiction. Malvern Institute provides a full continuum of care for those who suffer from the disease of addiction. Our inpatient treatment centers are located conveniently in Chester and Montgomery counties. Please call or visit our website to seek help or information for a loved one. Call 610-647-0330 or go online to malverninstitute.com. Choose recovery now. Malvern Institute.
Hi, I'm the First Lady of Recovery, Sheila Ford, and you're listening to Recovery Talk 101 with Rick Ford on 900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM.
We back. We just in here grooving with the rest of us.
Yes.
Yes. And we begin to rock. So I'm sitting here with John and Marcus from the Kirkbot Center. Hey, great discussion tonight talking about music and recovery and treatment and the many ways to really help folks get on the other side. So I applaud you for
creating the
talent thing over there at the Kirkbot Center.
Yeah, we're going to continue it.
Yeah.
I think it's really important.
Bozzy, if you're listening, Bozzy, Jerry Keyson, and Daryl, the troublemaker.
Come here. Yeah, we were just talking about Jessica, too, over there.
Yeah, with the cats. So I don't know. It's been really good, man, for the next couple of weeks. Oh, by the way, next week, and we're talking about addiction and the rise and fall of individuals. I think, Dave, you might remember this guy. He used to be on Fox News. He was a sports analyst for Fox News, Don Tallison. So Don will be he'll be on the show next week for those that are. Don was a phenomenal sports commentator, and he'll be here next week talking about his life and his addiction and the things that he's doing now. And again, you know, everybody needs, you know, when they think of all the people from who struggle with addiction.
Yeah.
Marianne Barry and everybody, no one's exempt.
Exactly.
No one's really exempt.
Yeah.
And to think about it, if you fall, it's how do you get back up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorite things is to talk about grittiness, the ability to stick with something, the ability to stay with something.
Yeah.
It's not about the fact that you're going to coast through. It's about the fact that despite all the challenges, you figure out a way to get yourself
out. Anybody you want to thank before we leave tonight?
Yeah. I want to thank my team over at Kirkbride, including Baji and Jerry, who you mentioned a little bit earlier. My fellow N5 team members, my family, my parents who are definitely listening. They look forward to this.
And Mom, if you're listening, I got her to turn that ring around. She'll bring that information back to the next.
Yeah, thank you for that. I'll make sure to tell her.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful to be here. Thank you so much.
It's always an honor, and you get prepared for the Philadelphia Marathon.
Definitely. I'll be back probably, and I'll be letting you know.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to just, my final words have always been, I want to just thank God for another opportunity. My wonderful wife, Sheila Ford, the First Lady of Recovery. My daughter, Sierra, today was her birthday. If you're listening, Mama, Daddy, Dad loves you, to Samir, my granddaughter, and my five-year-old grandson. My God, this guy makes my heart flutter. Sayer. So to the recovering community and all the folks that are tuned in to 900 AM listening to the show. We do the show every Saturday from the hours of 6 to 7. The focus of the show is about addiction, treatment, and recovery. The question is, we're all recovering from something.
Yes.
So is our good friend Lloyd?
That's right.
Lloyd?
No. He's on
the team. Oh, okay. So stay tuned. Don't change that dial. Until next week, man. Peace, and we're out of here.
McDonald's chicken isn't just any chicken. It's delightfully crispy, yet tender and juicy. You know, it's chicken worth crossing the road for. And now you can get some of McDonald's delicious chicken for less, like our classic McChicken sandwich for $1, or our 6-piece chicken McNuggets made with all white meat chicken for just $2. Get yours now on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
In Philadelphia, everyone is reading and talking about this year's Free Library One Book, One Philadelphia featured selection, Sing, Unburied, Sing. Jesmyn Ward's National Book Award winning novel is a haunting and haunted American road trip through Mississippi's past and present. Young adult and children's youth companion selections include Ghost Boys by Jewel Parker Rhodes and Last Stop on Market Street by Matt De La Pena. One Book, One Philadelphia features programming for all ages through March 13th. Details at freelibrary.org/onebook.